Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today. Amen. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today on this wonderful Blog Talk Radio station, and we thank God for you tuning in to this particular broadcast. We pray that this broadcast has found you in good health and blessed of the Lord. Amen. And I'm just delighted to be able to come before many of you who have been listening to this broadcast each week. Amen. And we're just thankful for that. And we ask you right now, you may want to sit down and call somebody that you may know to tune in now. Amen. Who may have never heard of this broadcast. And I believe God's going to give them a word today, as he's going to give you one. We have a very wonderful topic that we're going to discuss on today. Amen. And I'm very eager to get into it. We only have 30 minutes at this particular time. So we want to get into it and make sure that we explain what we need to have. And then by chance, we don't get all of it in on tonight. Amen. You can also continue on in it on Facebook, or you can write us, amen, at P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. The code is 31010. Amen. Now, first of all, I want us to go into a word of prayer for many of you who may need prayer. Amen. Somebody may be in a hospital or nursing home that's listening to this broadcast. Amen. As well as those of you that are at home. And we want to make sure that we ask God, amen, to bless you real good. He knows what your need is, and he knows all about you. So let's bow our heads right now in a word of prayer. Gracious Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, maker of man, and we thank you right now for blessing us in a way that you have really brought in our forefront. We give you the glory and honor for all things. Amen. And we thank you for this broadcast that's on the air now, and thank you for the word that you're going to bring forth in a revelation. You're going to give us truth, O God, and all we have to do is ask for it. And I thank you for the listeners that are listening to me at this time. And I pray a special blessing upon their lives. There are many of them that are in need of spiritual, physical, or financial blessings, emotional blessings. And, oh God, you can give it to them. I thank you for it. Holy Spirit, go to them, whether it be even as I speak, as we know they're all over the country. And we thank you right now for this blessing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's go. We're going to go. Our scripture reading is going to be Luke 16, and we're going to be talking on the subject, what to do when the blessings come. And we're also going to elaborate on a topic that has been very controversial that I was engaged with on a couple of days ago, and that is prosperity preachers. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to talk about that. And hopefully we can bring some enlightenment to you on this topic. Glory to God. Now, first of all, I'm going to lay the guidelines on what to do when blessings come. Many of you know, amen, and I hope you know that blessings are in store for you. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you are, amen. God has a destiny prepared and blessings in store for you. Amen. We have to know how to release those blessings. We have to follow a guideline. As I preached on Sunday, amen, the Word of God, he gave me to understand and to let people know that even though, glory to God, salvation is free, everything that God does is based on condition. There is a condition that you have to meet in order to receive from God. Amen. Even if it is free from God, without cost, there still is a condition. Somebody said, well, salvation is free. We don't have to work for it. But yet, you have to repent. You have to ask God to forgive you of your sins. Amen. So if you don't do that, glory to God, or you don't believe that he can do that, amen, and will do that, then how can he operate? So everything is based on condition. And so we are here now to try to dissect and get a revelation from God concerning the prosperity of God in our lives, so we'll know exactly amen, how to release the blessings. Now, somebody said, well, you can give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. And that is so true. Glory to God. Amen. But yet still, there are other avenues that we must understand concerning prosperity or concerning the blessings of God. Now, our phone lines are open. Amen. And you can call in, and if you want to, at 347-996-3033. That's 347-996-3033. We may be able to get to you. We may not, but try anyway. Let's go to Luke 16 chapter, and I'm going to start reading, glory to God, let's start reading at the first verse. And he said also unto his disciples, he's talking to them, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Now, when Jesus is talking, and it says that this is a parable, he always gave an earthly illustration of how heaven operates, okay, and how the kingdom of God operates in the earth. So this parable tells gives an earthly illustration of how the kingdom of God operates in the earth. Amen. So first thing we understand, he said there was a certain rich man, which gives us to understand that God doesn't have a problem with you being rich. Amen. He doesn't have a problem with that. Matter of fact, amen, it is his good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. He says, your eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into your heart, and your ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for them that wait on him, Isaiah said, and them that love him, Paul recorded. So riches are not a curse. Amen. And it is not a curse, and it's not wrong, amen, to seek after being wealthy. Glory to God. This is what this country is based off of. The kingdom of heaven, listen to this, has to be financed. And it cannot be financed with cows and goats and like it was in the Bible day. It has to be financed with currency, money. Glory to God. We have to understand that principle, glory to God. So who's going to give it to you? It's not going to drop out of the sky. Jesus says, here what he says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Watch this. Shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. We taught this last Sunday. God is going to use men to bring you your money. God is going to touch somebody's heart to bless you. Amen. One person can knock on your door in the morning and turn your whole financial situation upside down. Amen. Make you prosperous from that point through the rest of your life. All it takes is for God to touch one person's heart and lead them to you. That's all it takes. Second verse, and he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of the stewardship, for thou mayest no longer be a steward. Now, this particular man, amen, that was working for this rich man, wasted his goods. Amen. Wasted his money, did not spend it right, did not do what was supposed to have been done with it. And the rich man says, I cannot continue to finance you or give to you and you not operate properly the resources that I've given you. Amen. Because God has a purpose for blessing you. This is what we must understand. He has a purpose for blessing you. It's not only for you, amen, to drive a nice car, live in a nice house, but it is also for other purposes as well, in which we're going to get into in a few minutes. Then the steward said, within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I can't work for him anymore. Amen. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, that they may receive me into their house. Amen. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owe thou unto the Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto them, take thy bill and set down quickly and write, okay, write 50. Give me 50. Give me a promissory note of $50 since you owe 100. Okay, and he then said he unto another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 4 scales, which is 60 measures. Amen. Glory to God. 8th verse says, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of the world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. In other words, Jesus is saying this man here is not a Christian. He doesn't serve me, but yet he understands the principle of finances. And he says that even though we are in the church, it seems as though that people who do not serve our God are more wiser with their finances than we are in God, which shouldn't ought to be. Amen. Our wisdom concerning money should come from God. Amen. Now, for those of you who don't know, there's always a spirit that attacks power. Money is power. And that spirit tries to get you to govern it according to the way it wants it to be governed, because he constantly wants you to be poor, constantly wants you to be begging, constantly wants you to be thrown out, constantly. And I'm going to tell you something while it's on my mind. I'm going to tell you, when you have something, people look more to respect you. They notice you more. But lose everything you've got. If you ever want to find who is really a friend to you, amen, wait until you have nothing. Don't ever determine that you have a friend when you have something. Glory to God. Don't ever do that. But when you have nothing, then wait and see who comes to your aid. Wait and see who's still the same. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Now, let's read a little further. And the 9th verse says, and I say unto you, make ye yourself friends of mammoth, of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. Amen. Money, he calls it unrighteous, but he says, make friends with the money. Make friends with it. Now, what do you mean by make friends with it? A friend you will never abuse. You will never misuse. Amen. You will take care of it. You will secure it. And God says, glory to God, do money the same way. Never abuse it or misuse it. Just because you have it don't mean that you just go out and spend every dime and then call yourself believing God by faith to give you some more. That's not how faith operates. Amen. I've known people who had riches and they spend and spend every dime, and every year they're broke, glory to God, and God will bless them, and then they spend it, glory to God, and they think that I'm just going to believe God to give more, and what you have spent, you have no, what is it? You have no, nothing to show for where it went. That's not faith, that's stupidity. Glory to God. Use your head when it comes to money. And if you have money, you don't have to give all of your money away just to prove that you are a Christian. Don't let nobody circle you, if I can use that term, it may offend somebody, into giving all of your money away just to prove that you are saved. Amen. Or just to tell you that you're going to receive something. One of the things that I hate when I see prosperity preachers on television, I have to determine which one is actually a phony and which one is real, because anytime I'm listening to you and you're talking to me good about how God can bless me if I give, and then you turn right around and have me, glory to God, to believe that if I send you $13.50 or $57.80, amen, or $100.20, then that's for Psalms 150, Psalms 100 and this, amen. Listen, to me, that's a gimmick. I don't need to send you $57 for Psalms 57. Just ask for the money. If God lays it on my heart, I'll send it to you if I have it, glory to God. These are the type that I just cut off. Amen. Another thing that I may say later on is this. I do not believe that God called a preacher just to preach prosperity. Jesus didn't do that. Every time you see a particular man or woman preaching and they're talking prosperity, prosperity, week after week, Sunday after Sunday, day after day, month after month, amen, I'm very leery of that particular person's anointing and calling, whether they have it or not. Because Jesus, when he preached and said give, when he said he's going to bless you, Jesus anointed the apostles the same way he was. They preached a well-rounded message. Amen. You cannot preach the total word of God without preaching prosperity, but you will not preach the total word of God if you don't preach salvation, if you don't preach deliverance, if you don't preach help. You've got to be well-rounded. I do not believe, and I wish there was somebody who could prove this to me, glory to God, that God only called you to preach one particular message. No. Amen. I preach salvation. I preach deliverance. Amen. I also preach faith. I preach prosperity. Well-rounded message. Anytime you see one person and all they talk about all the time in their church, in their pulpit, wherever they may be, is just give, 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 money, 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 be leery of that. Amen. Because what would it profit a man if I gained the whole world and lose my soul? Amen. I'm just going to be rich going to hell. The man that had the barn built the second barn, filled it up, didn't know while he was building that barn that night his day was over. His time was at hand. And then who going to spend that when you're gone? Then when you stand before God, what can you tell him you did with what he allowed you to get? Ah, the rich man and Lazarus. Amen. The rich man died and went to hell. Lazarus went to heaven because the rich man gave Lazarus crumbs when he could have gave him a steak. And he had it, wouldn't have missed it, but he gave him crumbs. But the day came when both of them had to leave. And the Bible said that God allowed the rich man to look from hell into heaven and saw Lazarus now, glory to God, being blessed. And now he's in hell with nothing that he had on earth. Now he's asking that Lazarus could do something for him. But the word declared that he said, I could not do, amen, can't do that. That's a great gut fix. You had your chance. You had your time on earth. Amen. The Spirit of God kept moving on you to give, kept moving on you to be a blessing. But you got hoarded up in your riches. And God didn't take them away because he knew one day you had to give an account.
Amen.
Amen. It is not a sin to be rich. It is not a sin for prosperity. but it is a sin to have it and not be a blessing to somebody else. I'm going to show you where all is not yours anyway. Let's read on a little bit further. 10th verse, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If I can't trust you, if God can't trust you with a little bit, if he can't trust you, amen, to pay your tithe, if he can't trust you to give a good offering with the little bit you got. The widow woman gave, the little woman gave 2 mites. It was all she had, but she gave it, and God said she was more blessed because she was faithful in what she had, amen, in blessing the church. Glory to God. If you are not faithful in the little bit that you have in doing what God wants you to do, how do you expect for him to bring an overflow? Glory to God. The Bible said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom, but condition means that you have to distribute first. Glory to God. Now let's go on to the 11th verse. And therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Amen. Who will commit? Amen. Okay, we had a little difficulty, but let's go on. Okay. Now, 12th verse. Listen to the 12th verse. You need to underline this, highlight this one. Look what it says. He says, and if you have not been faithful in that which is another man, who shall give you that which is your own? My God, my God. This is Jesus talking. He says, now, if you have, in other words, what he's saying is, the blessings that I have blessed you with, I am also using you as a channel to be a blessing to somebody else. So all of the riches or all of the finances that I bless you with, all of it is not yours. Glory to God. You have the majority of it, but all of it is not yours. I have caused you, amen, or I have trusted you or tested you to be able to give you more by seeing if you are going to distribute that that belongs to somebody else that I've placed in your hand. My goodness. Amen. There was a caller that called in, and we want you to call back, if you would. We kind of lost you on the air, but if you would call back, we'll try to pick you up, okay? Now, let me read that again. 12th verse, you need to hear this. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's. Now, if you haven't been faithful in that which belongs to somebody else, you, glory to God, if God can't trust you with what he has given somebody else, and use you as a channel. He don't want to use an angel. He don't want to jump out of the sky. And money don't grow on trees, contrary to popular belief. Amen. But if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? My goodness. Amen. Be faithful with what God has given you so that you can go ahead and be blessed more by what God is going to give you because he's testing you. And if he sees that you can feed the people who are feeding you, amen, the preachers that are feeding you, that are giving you the word of God, and you're blessing them and you're giving to those, amen, whom God lays upon your heart to give it to, God says, now I can trust you to give you even more. And I'm going to let you keep the bulk of it, the most of it, because now I know I can trust you. Now, three things that you have to do. One of the things is that all of them, all of the finances and blessings are not yours. Number two, get out of debt. And number three, strive to become financially independent. Now, let's talk about prosperity. Okay, my time is about gone. But amen. I got about 5 minutes. 1 Corinthians 9. I must go there. I can't get it all in one broadcast. I wish I could. Amen. But we're looking for you to be a blessing as well so we can buy more time and do this. But 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and I'm not going to be able to read it all. Amen. But I'm going to read this. 9th verse, 9 and 9 says, Paul is talking. He says, for it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out of the corn. Amen. Do it, God take care of the oxen? Now, let me say this again. Paul said, if we have sown unto you our spiritual, it is a great thing if you would we would reap your carnal thing. Paul says, I like to get paid for what I'm doing. Paul says, I want you to give to me so I can continue the journey. Now, as far as the prosperity preachers are concerned, I believe in prosperity. I believe in preachers having it. But I do not believe that one message God has given you, and that is to preach, amen, give me, give me, give me. Glory to God. You have to understand that. And the second thing is that if these prosperity, I see them on television. They got fine cars. They got fine houses. They got jets. They got all these. They got nice, expensive clothes. I can see all the prosperity you have, but show me what you are doing to help the poor. I don't see that much in many of them. There are a few of them that I do see, and I see that they're going overseas, and they're helping this, and they're getting water, they're getting food, they're getting medicine to third world countries. That's beautiful. I see that. I will support you in a heartbeat. But there are many of them that's talking about it. I don't see nothing but your cars and your houses and your suits, and something is wrong with that. Amen. Somebody has a question here. Okay, does anybody have a question? You can call. Amen. I've got my wife on the other side over here, and you can call right quick. We only have just a few minutes if you want to try and call with a question. Amen. Comment. But I want you to know, amen, this is my problem. This is my problem with that, and God has just helped me, and I've searched it out many, many times. I'm looking for prosperity. I want a fine car. I want a fine house. I want to wear nice clothes, but I don't want to be the only one and keep getting it from other people who I need, because sometimes the people that are supporting you are the ones that you need to bless. Amen. There's a pastor in Lithonia, Georgia, who I understand have bought houses for some of his people, amen, that didn't live in good houses, who bought cars and gave away cars. One preacher gave his wife car away for somebody who had to come to church. I would support this preacher in a heartbeat with what I have because I see what he is doing to help other people. This is what needs to be done when it comes to your finances and when it comes to prosperity preachers. Now, I will say this, And you can write me about it if you want to, however you want to do it. But I charge you, when you have somebody on television and all they can talk about is you sending them money, you giving them this, and you blessing them, and you got to send them, and makes you feel guilty like you're going to hell if you don't send it, or you'll be cursed if you don't send it, I would turn the TV off. I would go to a cartoon. I'd rather watch Popeye than to watch these type of preachers. Amen. Because you can't make me, don't make me feel bad because you don't know what I have. You don't know how much I have. You don't know what I can do. Amen. And then when I see that you're flashing your cars and your jets and your clothes and all this kind of stuff on television, flash something on there that shows me what you've done for some people in your neighborhood. Some people outside of your neighborhood, some people that are not relatives, some people that can't pay you back. And let's see, do your giving equals your assets? Amen. My time is gone. I may try to continue this on our next broadcast. If this is something that you want, please let me know. Amen. P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia, because there's a lot more to be said on this. Amen. A lot more. But my time is gone. Amen. And we thank you for listening in. And those of you who have been calling, amen, we praise God for you too. But tune in next week, 6:30 next Monday. We're going to try to come back. If you want me to, let me know. Send me a letter. P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia, 31010. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Amen.